At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Circa Contest Update, brought to you by our friends at footballcontest.com, offering the top Vegas contest proxy service for more than a decade, including the latest info you need for all the biggest football contests in Vegas. footballcontest.com, the proxy more contestants trust year after year.
Well, how about the timing of that read?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The moment everybody's been waiting for. Very excited for this. Derek Stevens, kind enough to join us here in studio, the owner and CEO of Circa Sports and the resort casino right here in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It is an honor. It's a pleasure to be with you fine gentlemen here today.
Back at you. Let's not beat around the bush here. The floor is yours. You're going to make the announcement now for Circa Survivor. Derek, what's the guarantee?
Well, first I will announce we're going to put our commercial out. It comes out later on today.
Okay.
And Paul Howard does not have to worry. He's in it. He's in it. Just like for so many people on Nestle, just like so many people around the country, we've got you guys leading off. He's hitting lead off here in this commercial, so we're very proud of being supportive of Follow the Money.
The text messages have not stopped every single day from this guy. I can't believe they cut me from the commercial.
I didn't say anything. It's outrageous. I have a problem with it. I'm honored that they had me in there. Although I got the big game experience. I mean, if they were going to cut me, there was going to be hell to pay. Come on, the bright lights are on.
Okay.
Well, we are ready to go. You know, I think this year is going to be a pretty epic year. We can get into it. Why I think that. But okay. I'm here talking about Survivor. I know Mike Palm's going to be in studio here shortly to talk about the Circus Sports Millions. Circus Survivor, last year, we guaranteed $6 million. This year, and remember, we got smoked by $1.9 million. So we had three options.
Yep.
Either make it bigger, keep it the same, or go back. Well, going back wasn't really an option. Mm. Going up after losing $1.9 million on this thing, that didn't really make a lot of sense. So we're staying with the $6 million. Now, in total with our contests, we are guaranteeing $12 million this year. So we're bumping it. Last year was a total of 10. So this year we're going up to $12 million.
Okay.
Now, I think some of the reason is there's some momentum. Football contests were great last year. I think they're going to be better this year. I think we've got a full capability of Canadians coming to visit Vegas. And I think people had a lot of fun. So I think that's why we kind of wanted to bump it up to a total of 12. As far as Survivor goes, You got to go 20-0 if you're going undefeated. So we did not add a week. I know there was some speculation about adding a week in one of the early weeks, but we're not doing that. We are keeping the contest fundamentally the same, but with a couple of kind of small tweaks. So last year, if you remember, the $1 million bonus, you had to hold back on the prior year Super Bowl winners and Tampa, Kansas City, and you had to use them in week 20. Well, we had a little concern that what happens if you hold back on a Super Bowl participant from the year before and they go to the last week of the season and they sit the quarterback. You know, it could have happened. Be a lousy way to get knocked out of $1 million bonus. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we changed it this year, and we're taking last year's two Super Bowl teams, the Rams and the Bengals. You are eligible for the $1 million bonus as long as you don't play those two teams throughout the whole year. It adds a very significant amount of game theory into how you make your selections. So if you go all the way through the year and you go undefeated and you never take the Bengals or Rams, you're eligible for the $1 million bonus. Now, of course,
you can't use them once from week one through week 20.
Correct. So you're going to have a decision on week two. Week two, the Rams are sticking out right at you. Week two is a big potential play for the Rams. Bengals, on the other hand, not so much. I mean, the AFC champs, you know, they got dealt a schedule that's brutal. I mean, on my board.
Yeah,
when you look at what's going on here,
look at this thing.
Look at the Bengals going. There's only 2 weeks you're even going to even look at the Bengals. It's going to be week 7 or week 9. That's the only way you're going to play this on this board. So, you know, I think giving up the Bengals may not be that significant of a give. The Rams is a give, though. So you got to weigh it out. Yeah. You going for the $1 million bonus? You're just going to be one of like the five like
that's
last
a good point.
Year?
Right, yes. Because the Bengals schedule, and by the way, that division and the AFC in general is going to be so difficult. Maybe not a lot of great spots to play them in anyway, but the Rams last year with their schedule, they were one of the they had like 6 weeks where like, okay, they're going to be favored by 13 here, 16 here. I'll bet the Rams now. But if you avoid the champs this year, interesting little spin on it. Okay.
So, I mean, think about what happened last year with our guy Billy Chippas and some of the crew.
Yeah.
Three out of the five participants that went undefeated, three actually, you know, split that $1 million bonus. So it's just a little bit of a tweak and puts you in a position where you got to make some decisions early and late.
You already went through it. You're telling me there's only two scenarios where you would use Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's schedule is brutal. When you look at the board, look at the last six games of the year. You'll never take them. They're probably going to be underdogs. This schedule Cincinnati got dealt is absolutely brutal.
How about week one at home to Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, you've got some scenarios, but I mean, really, it's really week 7 and week 9 for the Bengals where you're having at home against Carolina or at home against Atlanta. Those are the two that kind of stand out. And week 7, I'm not even so sure I'd want to do that. You got the Chargers at home against Seattle, and that looks a little more juicy to me.
My God, you are fired up today, man. So you spent how many hours already studying this bad boy, the schedule overall?
Oh, yeah, this board is so good. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you. I told you it was an honor and a pleasure. Here you go. These are going to be some party gifts for you guys. This is your pocket schedule.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have these in the gift shop yet, but they're coming.
$19.99? Gift shop, $19.99. These are a must-have.
Right. Can you take us behind the scenes here about the discussion to keep it at $6 million? Because, again, you talked about that last year. You had 4,100 people, give or take, in it. So you had about a $1.9 million overlay. That means that money had to come out of your pocket to pay all the winners that were eventually going to take down this contest. What was the conversation like with Mike Palm, Matt Metcalf, others here who run the book, Chris Bennett?
Yeah, you know, the first year of Survivor, because of the first year we did it, we put $1 million guarantee, and we did like $1.1 million. And then, effectually, what happened was I bit off more than we could chew, going from $1 million, you know, $1 million up to $6 million. But we had pretty good growth from $1 million up to $4.1 million. So We think the trend's going to continue. We think last year, unlike year one, there were a lot of people knocked out early in the very first year. And you know, that kind of leaves a bitter taste in your mouth.
Yes.
Last year, we had an awful lot of people that made it all the way through. And you can start thinking about, you know, the promised land's only a few more weeks away. So we kind of think there's going to be some good growth in this because this thing is so much fun.
Is the max $6 again?
Ooh, that's the second tweak. The max will be 6 entries at any point in time up until opening Thursday night. Now, on the opening Thursday night game, if you have an entry that gets knocked out, you can rebuy and jump back in on that Friday before the weekend. The max is 6 entries going into the Sunday. So, theoretically, okay. Let's say theoretically on the opening Thursday night game, and I'm not necessarily saying that I advocate this, but it's a theory. Yeah. You could go 3-3 on that opening game. You lose 3 entries. Now you're guaranteed 3 carry over to week 2, but then you can refill by 3 more.
What if you use all 6 on the Bills and they lose?
Well, if you lose all 6 on the Bills and the Bills lose, if you'd like, you can buy 6 more.
You can buy 6 more.
Yeah, you have a maximum of 6 going into the weekend.
Okay, so for people who come out and sign up in August and they don't live in Las Vegas and they would do that, right? Let's say in theory, and they have a proxy. Do they have to come back to Las Vegas and sign up again before Sunday's kickoff, or since they signed up once, they can have the proxy sign up for them again?
No, the proxy can never sign up. The proxy does not have anything to do with the cash transactions.
So they would have to come out to Las Vegas or be here again.
They would.
Or
they'd have to be here, you know, on that weekend. They'd have to be here on opening weekend. Obviously, on that opening football weekend, you know, it's probably about 40% of the entries come in. You know,
probably,
over the last
yeah.
few days.
Yeah.
So. We're giving people a little more incentive to be here on that opening weekend.
That's a good wrinkle.
Yeah, well done. I know you both were excited. Is week 16 like Thanksgiving?
Yes, the Christmas week. You're
Christmas
talking about.
Week, yes.
Christmas week.
Eve is a Saturday. There's 11 games.
Right, so what we're doing, similar to last year, Christmas week is its own week. And the way the split is, because of the full slate on the Saturday, which is December 24th, that goes into the first portion of Christmas week. And then the 3 Sunday games on Monday, that's the second part of Christmas week. Yeah, so it's the same thing. Christmas week will be
okay.
Christmas week
beautiful.
will be considered Christmas Day and the Monday night game.
Yeah.
4 games on that Christmas week.
So that weekend, there are 2 different weeks.
Yes.
For Circa Survivor.
Yep.
So you, if you survive on Christmas Eve, you got to fire it back up and get your entries in for on Sunday for Christmas
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, we were fortunate, you know, getting all the proxies together. We got to see how many of them were Catholic or going to midnight mass, because they're going to have a little bit of a struggle. They got a 9-hour window to get this in.
Actually, what is that like with them? You kick around the idea like, hey, do you guys hate this idea? And if they would say, look, it's impossible, we can't do it, would you say, okay, we got to tinker?
Well, of course. I mean, we want to make sure we do things that work for the proxies. At the same point, you know, the NFL schedule is the NFL schedule. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we got to do.
Very good. So the guarantee again is going to be 6 million. What's your guess, you think? Can you get 6,000 people signed up?
I think we will have somebody go 20-0. We've had the last 2 years, we've had undefeated. So I mean, first year we had 35 people went undefeated. Mm-hmm. Last year we had 5 people go 20-0. That's why we wanted to make it a little bit more difficult, but I think that we will have people go undefeated, because we're certainly hopeful that we get over 6 million.
Yeah. I would think that you're going to get, last year, 4,100. I think you'll breeze by 5,000 easy.
He made a good point about the travel, too.
We're all the way back. So that's the Survivor side of things here at Circa Sports. Mike Palm will join us coming up next, the VP here at Circa. He will give you everything that you need to know with the weekly Pick'em contest and Circa Millions coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSiN Spring Specials here, only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with great betting content, playoffs, golf majors, everything you want. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, $59 through July 31st, VSiN.com/spring.
So, you heard from Derek Stevens in the previous segment on Circa Survivor. Mike Palm joins the program now, VP of Circa Sports, the Golden Gate ND here in downtown Las Vegas, also the host of Odds On, weekdays at 2 o'clock Eastern right here on VSiN. Mike, before we get into the five games against the spread, play the role of Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting here. Be the janitor. Clean up what Derek missed.
Well, there's just some things in general here. Okay, so you must get your entries in on Saturday, September 10th. If you don't use the Thursday game in either contest, right? Last year, I think we had it up till 2 p.m. and picks in at 3 p.m. When we had our proxy lunch, they said, impossible. Just keep, it's almost impossible to keep signing people up to noon and get everybody's picks in on that last day. So the deadline's going to be 10 a.m. Pacific to get your entries in either contest, assuming you don't use the Thursday night game. And then the deadline to get the picks in weekly is going to be 4 p.m. Pacific on Saturday. That's a difference. That's an hour later than it's been the past 3 years.
That's on the app. That's in person.
All right.
And I guarantee we're going to get feedback from this, so I have to ask you the question. You guys also have sports books in Iowa and Colorado. What about the contest in those two states? Can people sign up there?
It's the contest is a Nevada contest. We're not running separate contests in those states, so everybody must in person register in the state of Nevada.
Is there a full house promotion? And is it still nine? Three,
yes.
Circa, six Survivor.
The maximum in Circa Millions, four is three as it's been, and still six in Survivor. So that deal, if you can, when you sign up for nine, you get a room here at Circa for two nights.
Okay.
And you come out to do that. I have first question here,
before
we get into the
second.
What pocket does this fit in? This pocket, I mean, this is the pocket version? I don't know. Just to clear that up.
Right. Mike, you're going to love this. Again, we're seeing this already. You knew that this was going to happen. People are begging on Twitter right now asking, where can I get a schedule like
They'll
that?
They'll be available in the gift shop.
They will be.
Yeah. As soon as he gets the full order, hopefully they'll be reasonably priced this year. I don't know what it was, $299. What are these going to be, $19.99? And the bigger ones, $29.99, something like that.
Can you put them on the website, the Circa website? Is that possible?
You know, Dustin had a great idea. How about refrigerator magnets with the schedule on it?
Okay.
I think they would be the most popular.
They might be. Yeah. Have it right there. You know where it's going to be. Okay, so he hinted at the guarantee now for the point spread pick'em contest, 5 games a week. $6 million?
$6 million. So okay. 6 and 6. We're going up to 12. The Stevens kid did it again. You're wrong again, though. I mean, what about the inflation? I mean, the value of the dollar, gas is $6 a gallon. Now people are going to come and we're going to increase the entries by 50%. I had it last year. I said 4 and 4. We would have nailed it, but we'll see what we can do. Anyhow, $6 million. So what does that mean? It was $4 million last year for this contest, and we got a little above it. So we're going to go deeper. We're going to pay the top 100. Okay, so all the way down to 100 spots. First place, still the million. As you go down, 500,000, 400,000, 10th place is 90,000, 20th place is 27,000, 50th place is 12,500, and on down and down the line till lower. 100th place, you get 2,000, right? 99th is a little more than that. Now the quarters, we're going to pay out 300,000 a quarter. It had been a quarter of a 300,000. We're going 5 deep each quarter. So first place each quarter is 150,000. Second place is 60,000. Third place is 40,000. Fourth place is 15,000. And fifth place is 10. So we had paid top three. We're paying top five. We'll continue to have the quarterly booby prize, worst record in the quarter.
Excellent.
25,000. And then yearly, we'll have the year booby prize, 100,000. And we're adding half a booby, 50,000.
Wow.
The second worst record.
Wow.
Half a booby added this year.
Very good.
One other point. Uh-huh. What if we go over 6 million? Let's say we have 6,400 entries.
Okay.
So we have an extra 400,000. It gets split between the four quarterly winners first place, right? So you would take 200,000 and add 50. So every quarter, the first place would be 200,000. And then you take the other 200,000 and split it evenly amongst the top 100. So now last place, instead of being 2,000, would be 4,000 because you're adding 2,000 onto every spot.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And you said... Okay. The person who finishes number 100 overall is 2,000.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. What if you have 12 people tied for the top five in the quarterly?
Then you add them all together, right? So that's the 275,000 and split it five ways.
Yeah.
The only tiebreaker ever is for first place in the contest, and then it goes by most weeks at five, most winning weeks, most weeks 5-0, most weeks 4-0-1, and all that. How we did last.
Okay, so you're jabbing Derek there a little bit by saying, "Hey, come on, stick to four. We would have had it right." Were you giving him like strong feedback, resistance this year to going to 6 and 6?
No, I think the consensus in the room was 5 and 5. But once again, you know, the consensus of one. I got to tell you something. Jeff Benson played a key role in helping us this year. He's the one that came up, and I think the best part of this whole thing. I love is this, don't use the two Super Bowl teams to get the $1 million bonus. I think that's very clever.
That's his baby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He came up with that. He helped us. Many different versions of how you split the money up we had to go through. You know, Jeff's very vocal on Twitter, and I'm critical sometimes. It's a lot of who shot John. But he did a great job putting the contest together.
It's a nice little wrinkle.
It really is.
To Derek's point, like, okay, I mean, what if, like last year, what if the game's meaningless, Brady, Mahomes are not going to play? Now you save the teams for 19 weeks and you're going for the $1 million bonus?
That and it's too easy. I think that's also a factor he didn't mention. I think it's easy to use them in that last week. I think there's much more strategy in planning it out not to use them the whole year.
I would say so.
Yeah, I got heated during the commercial break. I think I'm picking up what he's putting down with this Bills thing and the Survivor right off the bat. I mean, with what Derek said too about maybe you go double option 3 and 3, but what if you use all 6 on the Bills? You don't use the Rams.
Avoid the Rams.
Mitch has something here, maybe.
Right, you play all 6 on the Bills. You're going to get one of their most difficult games of the year out of the way, right?
I advocated. I would love that. I like a lot of re-entries. We got to get to the guarantee.
And then I'm
great
saying,
strategy. Yeah. Great strategy.
If they lose, then the re-up.
Yeah, then you re-up. Everybody will be in town with an extra 6 dimes in their pocket. Roll the dice early.
Come on, Stafford, let's go.
Derek said about 40% of the people who sign up are here basically for opening weekend, but I would also say that probably gives an edge to the people who live here, right?
Slight edge.
Small edge,
Slight edge.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how many people do it. Mm. I think last year with the 4,100 entries, and we said, how many did the full six? It was like 358 people did the full six, right? It's always interesting to me the dynamic of how people react to the different rules and things like that. So that would be interesting. How many people actually take advantage of that or have to?
And do you think
after that Thursday?
So personally, do you think we had 6,000 signups in each one?
I hope so. Okay. I don't know. Here, look, when you look at it, we grew it. We had 1,300 and 4,000, right? So we had 5,300. We grew it to like 8,100 last year. We have to grow it now 50%. We grew it a little more than 50% the year before. If we grow it 50% this year, but you got to get it right too. It's an exact. You got to get them even. We'll do it. So I would say I'd bet the yes.
Yeah. I think you guys are going to push for the Survivor to me, I think, is going to be limitless. I really think that you guys can get that to 10, 12, 15,000 people at some point.
Yep. I think at some point there'll be 20,000 people.
I don't disagree.
In the next 5 years.
Yep. He's already complaining about the Thanksgiving schedule, but boy, here things have changed in a year. Remember how tough it was last year?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You got Bills, Lions, and Giants, Cowboys. Imagine what these things are looking like here. Yeah. Big point spreads we're going to use.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank you guys, Stormy, Sean King, Amal, all the work you guys did with commercial. And the answer to the question, the new commercial, it's ready.
Okay. I want to see this. I want Paulie's bitching to end
I want to give a little behind the scenes.
You want it afterwards?
Yeah, let's run it.
Let's fire it up. Here we go. The national commercial for the contest.
What's the guarantee?
What's the guarantee?
Hey, Derek! What's the guarantee?
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back. With $12 million in guaranteed prizes. There's two ways to win, and there's no rake. The Circa Sports Millions, with quarterly payouts and 100% payback.
Play Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spreads. Take in the big cash with $12 million in guaranteed prizes.
Very good.
All right.
You got a line.
Yeah.
Riley, at the very end. Line.
Yeah, that's fine. First of all, the degree of difficulty of Mitch's scene in the first one. Timing that escalator to come down, timing the look. I mean, he nailed it so many times, they just kept doing it. People would come into the shot. The truth here with Paul Howard is, obviously the title of the commercial is, what's the guarantee? Five times, Mitch, he said, how much is the guarantee?
That's what the script said.
What script?
She had to be a script.
Cut. Unreal.
Mr. Hollywood, right?
Mr. Hollywood,
Paul
bright
Howard.
Bright lights.
Carrie Washington's 11.
Come on.
Yeah. Should have let me ad lib. It said the script.
You were ad libbing, evidently.
Took an act of God to get that in there. The first four versions of this didn't have that.
Oh, boy.
Featured them all with the Dell. With the Dell.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, nailed. There it is. Right. There's Bobby De Niro coming down. Yeah, there he is.
Look at that. Young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Good looking fella right there. Fellas, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
We may talk about this again.
Sign-ups begin when?
Sign-ups begin today at noon Pacific.
Beautiful. Had to get that in there. Okay.
Bury the lead.
All right. Thank you. Up next, legendary sports writer Bob Ryan on the program. Is he all in on the Boston Celtics?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams. Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCasts wherever you get your podcasts. Great to talk to the legend Bob Ryan again from the Globe, ESPN. He's got a new book out we'll talk about in a second. We'll talk about the Celtics here, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1. You're a basketball historian, Bob. Is Miami one of the most disrespected one seeds you can remember?
I would say so. I think they're the most, and here's the word I'll choose, reliable of all the teams involved. The most reliable. They're well coached. They know who they are. I just think they're solid. And you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. So yes, I do think so. People don't seem to take it, them as seriously as they should. Now, I don't mean their opponents. I mean the general public.
Yes. What are your prediction for the series going to be?
7 games and see who makes the shots and who doesn't. I mean, Doc Rivers famously said a decade ago, it's a make-miss league. And when you look at what happened on Sunday, the Celtics made 22 threes, a record, and the other guys were 4 for 33. Now, I mean, you know, if that, somebody just gave you those numbers, I think you wouldn't have much trouble figuring out who was going to win that game. And that can be reversed, you know. I mean, live by the three, sure. Die by the three is the new law of the land in the NBA, which I abhor, but that is it. That is the way mm-hmm. it is. It is not about to change, and that's it. And but I do think that it's on paper a terrific matchup the way the Celtics are playing. I mean, as I say, I think Miami deserves more respect.
Well, if it plays out that way, I like Boston, though, right? Because Boston, you just saw what they did from three, although it was a tough goal early against Milwaukee. But I trust the Boston shooters more because I think Boston can do a better job defending the three and Miami shooters. You agree?
Well, we'll see. That would be good because, you know, Miami, as soon as I think of Miami, I think of shooters. I think of Jesse Hero. And it used to be Duncan Robinson, but he's been back. And why is he on the back burner? For two reasons. One is his defense, and two, Max Struss has become Duncan Robinson. Now, the little irony there is, of course, the Celtics once had Max Struss, and they made a choice about Javonte Green, you say, who's that? And Max Struss, and they decided that was Javonte Green, and Max Struss was let go, and now he has reemerged in Miami. But they have shooters, and of course, they got Jimmy Butler, who's not a three-point shooter per se, although he can make it, but you know, he lives in the mid-range as well as anybody in the game.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, but I want to see if you agree with this, based on what you said with Miami shooters. Okay, so I would compare it to this, Bob, and that is, like some of the others, the shooters for the Bucks, they played well against the Bulls. I would come up with Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, et cetera. Well, that was Chicago we're talking about. When they faced a real team and a real defensive team in Boston, those players completely went away. That's kind of in my head when I'm thinking with Miami. Like, Struss has been a very good story. Vincent's been a very good story. But against this Boston defense, I don't think it's going to look like it did against Atlanta and Philadelphia for some of these guys.
Well, you're pumping me up here because I just look at Hero, and he is the reigning sixth man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is a 20 points a game guy. He's not solely restricted to launching threes either. He can go to the hoop. Anyway, I'm just being cautious here. I like to be cautious, unless I really feel strongly about it. And do I fully trust the Celtics after yet fully not fully, particularly if they don't have Robert Williams. They have Robert Williams. There was a period of time in at the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season when they really were rolling. You know that they set a record, franchise record, for most 40-point wins. They had three of them. They led the league in plus 20s, I think, or whatever. They had on various metrics. From Christmas Day on, they were number one involving both offense and defense. Oh, yeah, they were terrific. But that does involve the whole package, and that includes Robert Williams. So if he's not in there, then, you know, they're diminished. But I'll give Miami. They don't have Lowry, but they haven't had him. They're going to live with him. But still, that's a reason, just like Milwaukee will always be able to say, we didn't have Middleton. This is a season. Have you ever seen? I've been watching the playoffs up close and personal for literally 60 years. I don't ever remember a year when there were so many. Yeah, if we only had that, guys. I mean, everybody had somebody. It's unbelievable. Everybody had somebody important now.
How about the fan base and the people who cover the team? What was it like 5 months ago? Were they ready to give up? They were 18-21.
Oh.
They were five. I mean, they were 125-1.
The number one thing was, okay, it ain't working. Brown and Tatum are right. not compatible.
Right.
And therefore, Brown was the scapegoat. He's got to go. They got to trade Brown. A popular fantasy was Brown for Bradley Beal. Not that the other guys were willing to give up Bradley Beal. But anyway, that was the dialogue. And it was Robert Williams. When's he ever going to get on the floor? And Al Horford was, you know, okay, it was a nice career, Al, but, you know, so what now, et cetera, et cetera. And will Tatum figure it all out the way he currently has? Now, there were a lot of – and the other one, and this was – I raised my hand. I have a public apology. I categorically said, I love Marcus Smart. I love the things he does. He brings certain things to the table. I'm not sure anybody else does to the degree that he does. But he ain't a point guard. Let's stop kidding people. He's masquerading. Well, guess what he's been the last 2 months? He's been a classic point guard. He had tennis this Sunday. If you had told me, here's the big one. If you had told me at the beginning of January that he would have a game in which he would take three shots from the floor and have 13 assists, I would have absolutely laughed that off as a ridiculous fantasy.
Yep.
Guess what? He had that game. And he is now acting as a point guard in a manner I didn't think he was capable of doing.
Can they cash that big ticket? 4 months ago, 125-1 to win the title. Will the Celtics win the title?
They've got as, you know, right now, I fear, you know, I respect Miami and I fear Golden State. Uh-huh. Although, you know, what Mavericks did to Phoenix is still, I'm still reeling from that one. I have a hard time grasping that one. So, you know, I guess they all can feel that they have a chance. I'd rank it gold. I still think you gotta respect Golden State. I don't know. I can't predict it. I'll be very pleasantly and, you know, surprised because it was so far out of the realm of you know, concept in January. The idea that they're in this discussion now is really amazing.
Yeah, you're spot on.
As far as I can go.
Yep. Now, on Dallas, though, Bob, and you've seen everybody play. We are, you know this, we're in the middle of watching something very special here with Luka.
Well, I said a thing 2 years ago that I got laughed at on Twitter. And it probably was I could have done it better. It was a little bit too. After watching him go, you know, have one of his Luka games, I said, and I quote, and in my tweet, he takes my breath away. Well, that was a bit extreme. All right, but I got laughed at. Okay. Well, I don't know. I might have to retweet that one.
Yes, right.
He is extraordinary, isn't he? And you know, and he doesn't look athletic. And when he wants to go to the basket, he gets there. He's not quick. It's you know who reminds everybody of, you know, let's be honest. But he's a better and more. But no, he has the ball in his hands all the time, and that's Larry.
Yeah.
But the difference between the way is Larry Bird, and this is a statement I'll live and die on. He accomplished more than any player in the history of the game while handling the ball less. If you would see how little he actually had the ball to accomplish what he accomplished, whether it was scoring or passing, he thought two shots ahead of everybody, two passes ahead. He knew what he was going to do with the ball, before he even got it, two passes ahead. If he got the ball, he didn't mess around, going one on one. Except when there were times he would back somebody in on the low post when he got the right guy. But still, he had the ball. But Luka has the ball. Luka is a 6'10" point guard, frankly. Right? Mm-hmm. He's a combination of Larry and Magic, and I'll live with that one.
Joe, yeah. Wow, okay. Get his new book in scoring position. Bob Ryan, our guest, ESPN and The Globe, Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch. The last time you were on, I think we were three episodes in to this abomination, Winning Time, and you said, if I'm Jerry West, I go to Adam McKay and say, see my lawyer. And he did. And he did. Do you think this is so important for Jerry West, who says, I'm taking this all the way to the Supreme Court if I have to, about his portrayal?
Because the person that as portrayed by Jason Clark is not, he's doing his job. The person as portrayed is not Jerry West. It is not just not Jerry West. It is a criminal misrepresentation. He is portrayed as an absolute raving lunatic. Every holic you can think of, Alka, Sexa, Worka, you name it, they got him in there. And it's all false. That's defamatory. You just look that way. He has been defamed unfairly by Adam McKay and his writers and his reputation. He's the logo. He's Jerry West. He's an honorable man. Yes, I know about him's dark side. I read his book. I've met him. I've known him over the years. He is a negative thinker. Yes, he's not a lunatic. He suffered from depression. That's a far cry from this nutcase that they portray. It's defamatory. If anybody portrayed any of us like that, you'd want to go see your lawyer, I would think. And he's got a public reputation. This is so manifestly unfair. His life's work is being defamed by this ludicrous presentation.
Wow, very strong stuff. You can follow Bob on Twitter. He is at Globe Bob Ryan. And the new book, again, is called In Scoring Position, 40 Years of a Baseball Love Affair. Bob, you're the best. Enjoy the series. Thanks for the time today.
I intend to. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thank very you. Good boy. Did he get fired up? That was going 100 miles an hour there at the very end.
If we had more time, he wasn't happy with what they did to Westhead either.
Mm-hmm. Up next, in-pocket plays. Touch on the NBA draft lottery, which is tonight. And more on Boston's incredible turnaround. They had super long odds and essentially zero interest from bettors.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're out.
Here we go. In pocket plays. Boy, that was a rip the band-aid off loser yesterday. Pirates first five, plus 145.
Better than you blow it in the ninth.
I'd rather lose like that. Just get it over with.
Yeah.
The saving grace is that the Pirates, after the 8th run first inning by the Cubs, they outscored the Pirates 1-0 the rest of the way. So
something to build on.
Not the worst read of all time.
Yeah.
That's a loser. Jaden Ivey, first pick overall. I first bet this last month. I bet it again at 40-1 to go number one overall. I've heard now a couple of people make the case that he's number one on their big board. But more importantly, I listened to a podcast yesterday. A guy who covers this stuff said there's at least one team to his knowledge that has Jaden Ivey number one on the board. This is going to depend on who wins the lottery tonight.
Yeah.
And if it falls right, maybe that team
Let's go.
Has him number one overall.
Let's go, my friend. All right. Got some futures alive. I'm going to call Mike Palm later. How should I attack this? Mavs 25-1 to win the title and 12-1 to win the West. Rangers 15-1 to win the East. Tough matchup, though, against Carolina. I guess we're not going to see Anderson. Doesn't look good.
As of right now, it doesn't. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I'm adding Hero to win Eastern Conference Finals MVP 40-1. Think it's
like
too high. I like Blues Avalanche over 5.5 games, and I like the Blues plus 2.5 games minus 135.
Okay.
They're going to gentlemen sweep? Let's give the Blues some respect here. Not to mention Colorado's vomited on themselves 3 years in a row in this
Plenty,
round.
Yeah. You want some respect on that name?
Not the Gretzky Oilers here. I like the Cardinals in game one of a doubleheader, too. I'm going against Williams here. We have three doubleheaders coming up. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, betrivers.com. Great job by all the traders. Over 350 different ways to bet the hockey games. Shots on goal, exact score, goal in the first five, goal in the first 10. Will it be a shutout? Would you say Colorado?
Colorado to get shut out tonight is 25-1.
Okay.
How about Vasilevsky?
Yeah.
To shut out the Panthers is 20-1.
Yep.
How about Panthers under 1.5 goals plus 550? Or under 2.5 goals is a nice plus.
Tough. They're so potent.
Actually, I need
Although
to
Washington
bet that.
Held
I
them
to,
in
I should have that in pocket.
Yeah.
I should have Panthers under 2.5 goals for a nice plus price.
Both teams to score twice is minus $3. That's good.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, before we get to, we'll put the icing on the cake here, the finishing touches on your Top 5 Tuesday. I wanted to point this out on the turnaround, because this is it's not quite a St. Louis Blues-like turnaround from 2019, but with the Boston Celtics.
How so?
The Celtics were as high as 150-1 at the Westgate 4 months ago. And so that number was available, but nobody bought in. They took one bet for $5. That was it.
Think about that. I was listening to a couple podcasts, and locally, like Bob was saying, fans gave up on the team. Like, oh, another blown lead, you know, another collapse.
Right.
Udoka's going to rip the team. They were 18-21.
It took me.
And they're probably going to win the whole damn thing.
Like Aaron Renning, who comes on with us once a week. He's so good on the NBA. He had a huge winner last week in that Warriors-Grizzlies game that went under. He told us, God, I got to get the date on that. Was it mid to late January? Probably late January. He said this is the number one power-rated team in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics.
Remember we went to Foxwoods? We talked to Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah.
He voiced many concerns that he had.
I got to go back and listen. You're right.
Tatum and Brown, they don't play well when they're on the floor at the
Correct.
Same time.
Yes.
How about that?
That was what? That was middle December
one
when
of them
we were
gotta
there?
Go.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yes, Brown.
So that was... Yeah. 8 weeks into the season, 7-8 weeks into the season.
How about that?
Yep.
Catch me outside. And here
oh
they are.
My
now,
God.
Now, if Miami loses this one tonight, oh boy. Miami's supposed to get this game tonight. Oh. Physical 7-game series with Milwaukee short turnaround on the road. If Celtics get this one, oh boy. It's not Bob. I love Bob. It's not going seven. It's not going six.
No, he's Bob Ryan on and off the air, very high on the Heat.
Yes. You got to respect him. He's right. They are getting disrespected. As they have for much of the season.
Mm-hmm.
How about this video? This is so good. Over the weekend, let's go to Oakland. Pearl Jam concert. 18-year-old kid. Can you save the day? We need a drummer. Their drummer came down with COVID, and this kid saves the day. Look at him. Eddie Vedder walking around, not a care in the world. And this kid nailed it. Imagine the pressure. Packed stadium. Pearl Jam. And the kid nails it. You're 18 years old. I can't imagine. I'm playing the Tech Tigers, giving the fans the middle finger and getting suspended.
Put yourself
in a big game. I mean, I can't imagine this. Oh, I can't do it.
Put yourself
to
in this kid's shoes.
18 years.
18. Go out there and just rip it in front of everybody.
Not only that, right. I can't imagine what's going through his head. And he's nailing it in front of a packed stadium. A packed arena. The kid, 18 years old. Look at him.
I'm stoned to the gills. So.
Oh, come on.
I mean.
Look at Vedder looking back at him. You got it, kid. Let's go. Put it down. This happened in Motley Crue once. I referenced the Keith Moon incident, the Cow Palace years ago with the Who, long time ago. He's so hopped up on something, he would pass out. Then he come to, and Pete Townsend's got to be like, any drummer in the audience, little help, we need somebody, someone else. I mean, I'm wondering how many times this has happened during a live performance. Remember, they had to cancel the show. Hetfield caught on fire in Montreal.
That's right.
That poser, Axl Rose, they couldn't save the day. Comes out, and my voice, and then the riot happened.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But this leads into the top five bands I'd like to party or hang with as a result. Because I got him on the list, Pearl Jam. I think Vedder's a cool guy. Full marks, Cubs fan. Was there with the run when they won the World Series. And they perform many times at Wrigley Field as well, too. You're right. They're probably too low on the list, but Motley Crue. The stories these guys have, and they could put it away as well.
I mean, honestly, yeah, if I could sit back, have a couple of beers, and just listen to them talk
right
for 3 hours one day and ask them a couple of questions, that I think Motley Crue actually might be number one on my list.
Vince Neil interviewed him once, the story of Ozzy Osbourne on tour. They're at the pool. He snorted a line of ants,
yeah,
what he was doing. Now, Nikki Sixx, I love his book, Heroin Diaries. That's not my bag, but...
Yeah, not my scene.
Yes, but I could... Nikki would be doing his other thing. I guess you do the you know how they did this? They were drinking Löwenbräu, they said.
Löwenbräu?
That's how they got the umlauts. They decided to put the umlauts on the O and the U.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't even... Oh, Löwenbräu. That was... Yeah, okay. That was back with that. Yeah. That was probably old style, old Milwaukee kind of days. Again, the Schlitz, right?
Yeah. Beatles. I mean, to be women losing their minds every time they're out in the Shea Stadium video.
All right.
Led Zeppelin, of course. I like the Cameron Crowe thing, too. Follow him around, Rolling Stone, and also Almost Famous movie. Imagine what that would have been like. They were badass, number one, and they knew it and would let you know about it. I mean, they got 90% of the gate, as I understand it, back in the day. And no one partied harder than Lemmy. And I saw the statue at the Rainbow last time I was at the Rainbow and Sunset Strip. Lemmy used to go there all the time. And I'll put Motorhead up there, number one.
All right. A lot of reaction today saying you got to have Grateful Dead.
Oh, no way. I can't.
To hang out with? Again, I can't be at that level.
No.
I'm not.
I've never done that. Never drop an acid. I'm not doing that.
No, I can't. That's.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Grateful Dead.
I would imagine they have amazing stories, but...
Well, okay. Yeah.
And I'm not a...
That's why I said that earlier.
Did I say it?
There you say what?
Not a fan of the music?
Well, I'm not either.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
can say that.
Okay. No, not... I know I can. I know.
Surprised.
I have to duck when I leave Circa now because of my Pink Floyd takes.
Oh, sure. People coming after you, as they should. That's a great catalog. I'm surprised you didn't have Grateful Dead on the list, too.
No one had that. Probably should have been.
What was I going to say? That's why I didn't have Metallica on the list. I love Metallica. I've met the band. But they were nicknamed Alcoholica growing up.
Right.
I mean, they were too hardcore. Plus, after Cliff Burton died, they went to a dark place. They unleashed hell on Newstead, the new bassist.
There. Yeah. Michael says Moon was on horse tranquilizers.
Are you serious?
That's what the email says, yeah.
What?
Sure. Well, he's passed out in between, like...
Horse? Good, why would he do that?
Drum solos. I mean, why would he do that? He's a band. He's a band, one of the most legendary bands of all time. Again, I don't...
Do you know the Bonham story?
Do you know what some of these... Oh, my God. Wow. Anything under the sun.
I know, but why... You're performing live, though. I mean, you got to be...
No, that's what makes him great.
You got to look at that video, Mitch. Everyone go to that video with Keith Moon at the Cow Palace.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
I'm intrigued.
The Bonham story is, I think he was out with his manager. He goes, I want to get breakfast. And he was getting after it. And I think he went in and had 20 shots of vodka and then took a bite of a biscuit and said breakfast and then left. I think that's the way he died. Then he choked on his vomit, passed out.
Oh, my God.
I think that's how he died. I think that's the Bonham story with Zeppelin.
Jesus.
20 shots of vodka, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then takes a bite at the last second of the biscuit, breakfast.
Jesus.
And then he walks out.
Your takeaways from Derek and Mike?
Excellent.
$12 million combined guaranteed. Now.
Sign up, start today, 12:00.
Right.
How about that turnaround?
Quicker than last year.
That's right.
At least 2 weeks ahead of schedule from last year.
Yes, it was.
So $6 million guaranteed for Survivor again this year. $6 million guaranteed for Circa Millions. And you can get six with Survivor.
Yep. Full house 9, same as it was last year.
Yep. We'll recap it tomorrow. We'll put it up on YouTube and tweet it out a little bit later on today as well. If you missed their appearances, they were awesome. And everything you need to know about the contest this year. Enjoy the playoff action tonight. Talk to you tomorrow. See you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Vedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.